Okay, so I just started the recording. Okay, so to start off, my name is Fainu Sabdi. Today's date is March 9th, 2021. And today we'll be discussing the experiences of people during the COVID-19 pandemic. I am in San Antonio, Texas, and I'm interviewing. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, let us know where you are.
Yes, my name is Ahmed Abdi, and I'm from Minnesota.
Great. And where were you born?
I was born in Somalia.
Okay, and where are you from?
I'm from Somalia, and well, I lived in Texas for 12 years. I just moved down to Minnesota last summer. So I'm just came from Texas last summer, last summer.
Okay, and why did you move from Texas to Minnesota?
For education, for school and work.
Okay, and what is your occupation?
Right now, I'm a reservationist. I work for Metro Transit Team. That's where people that need rides and stuff. So I basically schedule rides. So that's what I do.
Okay. And when did you first hear about the coronavirus? And if you could explain what your experience was with that.
Honestly, I can't recall when I heard about the virus. I just had so much going on. And I didn't care that much about it because I didn't think that it was that serious. On top of that, they said that virus only affected the older people, or anyone with weak immune system. But obviously, I was wrong. I'm not someone who keeps up with the news as well. I must admit that at that time I was going through some tough personal things.
Okay, and can you explain how the coronavirus affected you personally and your family or friends? Like if anything changed?
Well, one of our family members had the corona, and things weren't the same. With a big family and one of your family member having the corona, that makes things difficult. But the rest of us didn't catch the corona; it didn't affect us. But we try to keep we kept things distance. So yeah.
Okay, and then can you explain how the coronavirus affected your daily or weekly routine? If it affected your daily or weekly routine, things like shopping or like for groceries or spending time with family and friends, were any of those things affected?
Not so much, because honestly, it was just really work. And at that time when I was in Texas, I used to work at Walmart, and Walmart was open at that time. They never closed it or shut down. And so it was just really work. And after I get off work, I was playing video games a lot and just play game basketball. The only thing that really affected was my weekly routine was going to the gym. They shut down the gyms, workouts, because I used to work out. Play basketball. So, other than that, it really didn't affect me much.
Okay. And did that not have not being able to go to the gym, did that like affect your health or anything like that or your mental health or anything?
Yes, because ever since they shut down the gym, I didn't want to go back. And now, I was just more inside, just playing video games and, not going outside, not spending time. I mean, it was at that time, Corona was going on. There wasn't much, you can't do much outside. But yeah, it did. I mean, it was actually more fun, spending time with friends and going to the gym and doing all that. But now
Right.
things are a little bit better. Things are opening back up.
And so, due to the pandemic, are you able to work from home right now? And if so, can you tell us why? Or and then if not, could you tell us why you think that is?
No, I'm not able to work from home because we all have our own office, so we have to be at work. Our job doesn't allow us to work from home, so we have to be at work. But like I said, we do have our own office, and there's no like it's not crowded or anything like that. So for that reason, we have to be at work.
And you said that you did know someone that was infected with the coronavirus, right?
Yes, one of our family members, yes.
Did that did that like affect you in any way? Were you scared or anything like that?
No, I wasn't really even scared. I mean, we had like we kept things distance. We had two bathrooms, but it was upstairs and there's two floors, you know. He lived at the top, he lived on the top floor. So we kept the top bathroom for him, and we all the rest of us just used the bottom, you know. And I wasn't really even scared or anything like that that I would catch the virus, even though one of our family member had the virus. Things were still just normal to me. I mean, yeah, so.
And so how was adapting to the virus affected your like work or if you're going to school, responsibilities like that? How were those affected by the coronavirus?
Well, when the virus first started, school, it was spring that year, it was 2020, or was it 2019, I can't remember. But spring, when Corona first started, I ended up dropping all my classes because I was more face-to-face learner. You know, I was not, it was kind of hard for me learning online classes, especially with math classes. I was taking trig and all that, and you know, I'm better with face-to-face classes, and so it was a little bit difficult, you know, at that time. But now I'm getting used to it. And on top of that, it was morning classes, and so I used to take morning classes, and I was used to stay up late, and so then when I wake up for class, then I wasn't paying attention in class and in Zoom class, and this is better. I had to get up in bed and go into class, and that was way better than. Yeah, so.
And at the time, did you just have school to worry about, or were you also working a job?
I was working at a job that was part-time, so I was more focused on school.
And was your occupation, did you have to, did coronavirus have any kind of effect on your responsibilities with work?
No. I used to work at Walmart, and it was still open, so it didn't affect me. Corona didn't affect my occupation.
And so if you could talk to future generations about the pandemic, what would you like to say to them?
Well, I'll tell them that education has been disrupted. You know, how things will move from in class to online, how everything was just from online. And not everybody, you know, likes online classes. Not everybody knows technology and all this stuff. Other thing I would talk about is how some people lost their jobs, you know. A lot of people lost their jobs. It's been really difficult from the start. Now things are just, I wouldn't say normal, but just things are just getting back to how. Now jobs are being back, opening back up, and so yeah.
Great, thank you.
And one other thing, I'd say, being separated from friends and family was one other thing too. You know, everybody just yeah. So like they all, everybody's they can't see their friends, can't hang out with their friends as much. They're all in the house, and it's just more. Just now they're just talking on the phone, or just how things are now. But yeah. just not being separate from friends.
Okay. Thank you.